Blog Talk Radio.
Grand Rising with Shabaka. The air date of this episode is July 7th, 2023. And tonight we're going to be talking, or I should say this morning, we're going to be talking about mass shootings in Milwaukee, Chicago, Philadelphia, and Baltimore. And in Philadelphia, it was a mass shooting by Asian Pacific Islander shooting at black children. Then we had a mass shooting in Chicago during the 4th of July, and then also during the city of Baltimore, a weekend holiday shooting at a block party. I'm your host, Shabaka Sam Corey, coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm joined by our co-executive producer and co-host, the one and only Trey and Kruma, Jesse Parrish, coming out of Denver, Colorado. Hey, good morning there to you, Brother Parrish. How you doing this morning?
Grand rising from the Mile High Income City. We are rising. I'm all right, Shabaka.
Yes,
this will stop. But we already know it's a product of racism and white supremacy. They taught us to hate ourselves,
right,
not look like us.
Yes.
And not to do anything that looks like us. So I'm not surprised.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. And then not to mention the fact, though, too, with these mass shootings in Milwaukee, Chicago, Philadelphia, and Baltimore, you know, as you know, these are predominantly black cities, or they have a, you know, large black population right there. And what it is, it's part of this systemic racism, you know, and I think that AI itself is going to be in part of systemic racism as well, too, because when you look at the way how things are being programmed and when you're looking at this
when you look
garbage,
at it,
you know, that is coming. Yes.
And then you look at the people that's programming it, and then on top of that, the people that did program it, that created it, are worried that it's a Frankenstein. It's alive.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. It is a Frankenstein monster. Yes, that's getting ready to come about. And then the sad part is that what they have done with us on a collective basis, that we here in the black community, throughout the whole diaspora, we don't have no centralized frame of thought. You know, it's a carbon copy of the colonizers, you see what I mean? And then, of course, you know, when you look at the Tweety Bird, you know, you got to colonize himself running it, Musk, you see? And then also, too, we appeared on a show last night, you know, with Pianki and what have you. And you were saying, Brother Che, after I left, they were saying, what now?
They were talking about, we hear this stuff all the time. Everybody wants to be prioritized, everybody's issues, take precedence over everybody else's issues. And how can we move along or move past this or some stupid shit? It was really stupid, Shabaka. I was like, oh, now y'all want to talk? They waited all that time until after you got off, and then they want to start talking, and then the donkey was fine, everything they just saying.
Okay, well, see, the way how we move beyond all this is for us as a people to become self-sufficient, number one, okay? Number two is that we need to be controlling our own industries when it comes to this internet and stuff like that. And the reason why we should be controlling this is because they're getting all the resources off of our continent to do it. You see, now, what has happened is that they have dumbed down our youth, particularly, you know, our teenagers in their late teens and those in their 20s. And it will sit up here, you know, and glorify, you know, the self-degradation. And the sad part about it is, you know, they're thinking that it's progress, and when in actuality, it's the exact opposite. You say, but that's the part, you know, that they don't want to recognize, that, you know, countermands are progress. You see what I mean? And the reason being is because they know that if we were to come together on a collective basis, you see, throughout the whole diaspora, then we would be a formidable force to deal with, you see. But this is why they, you know, you put up their Kamala Harris's. This is why they put up their Stephen A. Smith's. This is why.
I'm saying I can't post in no more groups right now. I posted in too many groups, and now they're talking about you can't post in groups right now. To prevent any misuse, we've temporarily restricted your ability to use this feature on Facebook. You can try again later. I disagree with the decision.
How convenient. How convenient. Okay, see, so that there proves our point right there, you know, through the artificial intelligence. They got us keyed, you see, because they don't like the truth of what we speak of. But guess what, folks? We're still going to speak the truth, okay? We're still going to write about the truth. And the reason being is because we are all we got, okay? These other groups do not care about us, people. You see? And that's all there is to it. You know, then they want to talk about this group, that group, all that. You see, no, we have to deal with ourselves. Because what we have to do is that's all.
Something about minorities and how there's other minority groups that need attention and all this bullshit. And I'm like, man, we don't give a fuck about none of that shit like you were saying. Like, that's not my concern.
Right. Exactly. And it's not our concern. And then the irony of it is that these other groups figure that they can come out there and comment on our issues. And then the sad part about it is that they want us to be more concerned about their issues, and they want us to ignore our issues. You see what I'm saying? You see the hypocrisy right here? You see, so you got this AI-generated hypocrisy right here. So with that point right there that you just mentioned, Brother Chase, saying that we post in too many places and stuff like that, simply proves our point even further. Okay, so I am glad to hear that there is some black internet companies that's coming out. What is that there, Black Free World by the brother as well, too? So, you know, we got to get with him and then advocate and speak with him of more of our people leaving mainstream social media and going on our own. And you want to know something? Now, we could do just like with the Montgomery bus boycott. If every black person, not so much here in the U.S. or in the Caribbean or in South America or Europe, stop. No, we got to all stop it all at once. And watch it crash.
That's right.
And watch it crash. You see? And then particularly, you know, where they're getting raw materials to produce this AI stuff, okay? They don't want us figuring that part out. You see? And the reason why they don't want us figuring that part out is for the simple fact is that they will prove the power that we do have. You see? And then it's up to our youth. You see what I'm saying? And I'm talking about the generations after you, Brother Jack, to keep it moving forward. You see, because like I said, you know, in my lifetime, you know, I've witnessed all this marginalization that they put on us, particularly, you know, through the media, particularly through Hollywood and whatnot. And then if you ever recall the old television show made by Norman Lear called The Jeffersons with George Jefferson?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, there was a few episodes.
I came around, Chewbacca, but yeah, I remember it.
Yeah, okay. And so what it was that in one of the formats of it or one of the scenarios of the program is that there was George and, of course, there was Louise, and then Louise had a friend by the name of Helen Willis, who was married to a white guy, right? Okay. So they had an episode of, let me see, I think it was one of the, I think it was the anniversary, or it was where the fathers of Helen, who was black, and Tom, who was white, you know, had showed up at a graduation event or a birthday event, you know, for their daughter, Jenny, of course, who was seeing Lionel George Jefferson's son, right? And it's very, very interesting of how they had ignored, you know, even at that time, the historical aspects of such a situation, okay? Because what it is they always want the black male to be humble, effeminized, well, the feminization didn't start until the 90s and the millennium. But they always want them, you know, with your eyes, never look them in the eyes, you know, always keep your head down and always be humble, but you would never to speak about anything making progress, you know, for your community. You see, now that's not hatred, but they want to project it as such is because, you know, white America feels in their ethos, which is a group psychology, that they perfect and that they didn't do anything wrong, you see. And this is why you are always going to have this conflict, you see, because they don't want to address the issue of what it really is, you know, so how are they going to have some healing on that? You see, when I talk about, well, we got to have, you know, this healing and stuff of this nature right here. And then, of course, I've came across people in my travels talking about, oh, well, let's not talk about it. Okay, then how do you expect, you know, to solve these situations, you see? And then just like with these mass shootings in Milwaukee, Chicago, Philadelphia, and Baltimore, you know, who's behind that? Maybe artificial intelligence is behind that, you see? And then as you were saying is that the shooter in Philadelphia was a person of Asian descent.
And transgender. Him as black.
Oh man. Okay, and this is in Philadelphia.
Yep.
Philadelphia. Okay. Yeah, mass shooting in Philadelphia. Okay. All right. So was this on South Street by any chance in Philadelphia?
I don't know exactly, Sebastian. Let me see if I can pull the article back up.
Yeah, because I'm trying to pull it up, yeah. Oh, and it says right here. Okay, they left 5 days. He killed 5 people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is a transgender.
Yeah, they're trying to paint them as black, but on their docket, it says that they're Asian Pacific Islander.
Okay, so the man, okay, and I'm reading a story here, if this is the right story. The man facing murder charges in a mass shooting that left 5 people dead in a Philadelphia neighborhood Monday obviously planned the rampage, but the investigation of the killings could take months as authorities dig for more details, the DA said. Kim Brady, character 40, acted alone when he prowled a Philadelphia neighborhood in a bulletproof vest and ski mask, fired randomly at vehicles and pedestrians. Okay, this is what they say. Investigators...
They have brought up Chicago yesterday, which is usually what white supremacists do. They keep bringing up fucking Chicago. Like, Chicago is, like, one of the top 5 crime-ridden cities, and it's barely in the top 10. The last time I checked, it was number 10 on the They love to bring up Chicago.
Yeah. Okay. I see this. Okay, that's the anchorman, you know, trying to get what a...
Okay, great.
Okay.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, Anchorman, how you doing? We're doing Grand Rise.
Grand Rise, and Steve, man. Top of the morning to you, all that good stuff. Good morning, afternoon, sunshine, you know.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely, man. Thank you so very much for calling. And we're dealing with this mass shooting in Philadelphia, man, that happened recently. And we're reviewing it right now. So therefore,
I'm gonna try to get the investigator reporter real quick. Hold on, don't hang up.
Yes, sir. Yes. Okay. So they're saying that this person by the name of Kim Brady, character 40, acted alone when he prowled a Philadelphia neighborhood in a bulletproof vest and ski mask, firing randomly at vehicles and pedestrians. Okay. Now, investigators are now combing through the character's social media history and looking into the suspect's possible mental health issues. Philadelphia prison deliverer Larry Krasner told CNN on Wednesday, "I can certainly tell you that there are indications of mental health issues." Well, okay, Brother Che, you said this individual was a transgender?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's one issue right there. There are indications of irrational behavior. Okay. There are indications of irrational statements and irrational acts, Krasner said. The prison deliverer out of Philadelphia, you know, the prison deliverer's office, which is representing Carica, said Wednesday it would not comment on the case at this time. Okay. New details emerged Wednesday about a possible motive for the shootings in Philadelphia's King's Testing neighborhood. And as you know, our original producer, Mad Dr. D, you know, he was from Philadelphia. Okay, five people, including a 15-year-old boy, was killed and several others injured. Okay. The suspect used so-called ghost guns in the attack, authorities allege. Interesting. On Wednesday, the city of Philadelphia announced a lawsuit against two companies that supply parts for such weapons, which can be made from components purchased online. Okay. All right. So you already see the setup on this here, people, just that they want to get off more often to your online business, saying that you're going to be out here making dope guns.
Okay.
Character. Oh, okay. All right, bring them on. Okay, first, yeah, okay, first let me finish the story. Okay, yeah, and then appreciate the caller calling in.
Call out to 720-229. I think I know who this is. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Shabazz Muhammad from Denver, Colorado.
Yes, sir. People,
hey, greetings to you, brother.
And step racism and black empowerment.
Peace to you,
brother.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right, Mr. Muhammad. Very interesting what you got to say, sir, but please let me finish reading this article out of Philadelphia, the mass shooter that they had there. Okay, Carica allegedly told police he carried out the shooting that, quote-unquote, now here we go, people, to clean up the neighborhood. Two law enforcement told CNN, the Cartoon News Network. Okay, now. The suspect's social media activity has also came under scrutiny. A deleted social media page believed to be Carica's featured a series of posts about guns, the Second Amendment, and loss of freedoms, according to a law enforcement source. Loss of freedoms and the Second Amendment. Okay, very interesting, okay. This is sounding like some stuff out of Ron DeSantis in the dump. Okay. Hours before the Monday night shooting, a public post on the page showed a video advertisement for a tactical weapons accessories company. The video posted at 10:49 a.m. Eastern Time shows a man in tactical gear holding what appears to be a military-style rifle. First reports of the shooting came at about 8:30 p.m. Monday, authorities said. Officers eventually arrested Carica in an alley after a chase on foot. He had an AR-style rifle, 9mm handgun, and a scanner that tracked emergency response radio traffic, authorities says. The attack was amongst at least 360 mass shootings in the U.S. so far this year, with four or more wounded, excluding the shooters, according to the Gun Violence Archive. It unfolded amid other scenes of carnage this week in Fort Worth, Texas, Indianapolis, and Baltimore. And I remember you was saying something in regard to Texas on that there, Brother Chet.
Yeah.
Okay, so first place, good morning to our guests right there. And thank Mr. Muhammad so very much for calling in. Okay. All right, moving right along. Okay, Mr. Muhammad.
Go ahead, Brother Sebastian.
Yeah, the mass shooting, you said it happened in Philadelphia this past Monday?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's crazy. Was it a white guy?
Sir.
No, it was a LGBTQ black passing Asian Pacific Islander. They keep saying it was a black person, but it was really an Asian Pacific Islander that was transgender or is transgender or whatever the fuck.
Oh, wow.
Right.
I heard a little bit from Brother Tariq Nasheed. I'm like, wow. It says something about the Islander is transgender during a mass shooting.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
There was a mass shooting at a block party in Baltimore. I wish our East Coast correspondent, Isaiah Bowers, could call in and give us the update on that. But
Transcends is going crazy, man.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about, man. But you don't hear them calling him a terrorist, right?
They got their own terrorist organization, man. It's called Black Lives Matter. It's transgender.
Exactly. Exactly. You see,
Go ahead.
Yeah, and then it's just there to throw salt on us again. You see what I mean? You know, to keep us all twisted and whatnot. But what it is, though, folks, is that they fear black unity. They fear our self-sufficiency. And the cold part about it is, you know, they don't have nothing to worry about. Now, but what I'm worried about, man, is that these confused individuals with this transgender ism, okay, this person automatically has issues on that, number one, okay? Number two is the society is trying to make this behavior more and more acceptable, and blam, and look what you got right there.
Well, this is the second, if I'm not wrong, that a transgender shot up a bunch of people. If you recall, in Nashville, Tennessee, when the Justices were doing all that political theater, it was a transgender that shot up a private Christian school in Nashville.
Wow. Yeah, you see. So, you know, how do you countermand this bullshit? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. Weirdos gone wild. Yes, sir. So evidently this here goes to prove that they lack some type of socialization. They got some confusion about their identity, they say, but however, they have their human rights and their civil rights, but they do not have the right to go out here and start killing people, man, just because they are having some situation that ain't nobody giving them no sympathy on. You see what I mean?
Right.
Or what have you. And then the cold part about it is heterosexual men would be considered a terrorist organization soon.
Well,
I hate to say.
my brother, Sankofa brother, before he left to move to Kenya, he said it. He called it beforehand. He said, look, brothers like me and you, me and the straight brothers, heterosexual brothers, we are going to be outlawed in this country. He was not lying.
See, that's the precedent. You see what I'm saying? That's the precedent for it right there. And then, of course, you know, what they're going with all this cryptocurrency and stuff like this, you know, they really are trying to take away, you know, our rights, you know, to exist. And then at the same token, you know, they want us to sit up here and embrace these BS doctrines, you know, for them.
They're trying to normalize the unnatural.
Right. Yes, sir. They're trying to normalize insanity is what they're doing. Yes, sir. You are correct about that, sir.
Right.
You know, they're trying to normalize that. You see what I mean? Okay, and then the cold part about it is, now here's something that they don't give us credit for, because we recognize they have their human rights and their civil rights, right? But they want us as black men to be, you know, put under, locked up, or following that agenda. You see, they don't want to give us our props on being innovators, or being historians, or being creators. You see what I mean? And then just like
I was say your walk.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and then they would sit here and want us to embrace a fool and an idiot by the name of the Dumping the Panties in Florida. So therefore, like I said, once again, boycott the state of Florida. And until they impeach that damn governor, man, don't spend your money there. You see what I'm saying? you know, because they got to get rid of the panties. You see, he's dangerous. The dump is dangerous, you know. And then, as Mr. Muhammad was saying and Anchorman was saying, they're trying to normalize, you know, this transgender business. You know, I mean, how's a grown-ass man going to sit up there and talk about that he's got the right to go into a woman's restroom? Say,
oh, wow.
And then, yeah, oh, yeah. And then a color, yeah.
And they said he was going to arm himself. And if anyone had an issue with it, he was going to shoot him.
Yeah, exactly. So therefore, so now I'm advocating that the women arm themselves. You know, to in case they come across, you know, some type of individual, you know, with this mindset. You see what I mean? Which is very, very probable for it to happen. You see? And you know, well, you know, I'm exercising my right, you know, as a woman or some BS like that. And this fool is no woman. You know.
Right. Tell the truth.
The bet is still out there.
$1,000.
What is it? $100? $100 for you to prove. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, sir. Yeah, yeah. For you individuals who claim that, okay, you're going to have to give me a minute to get the $100, but I'm not going to worry about the $100. I'm going to tell you why. Because when they prove their last bona fide menstrual cycle, okay, and it cannot be your sister's blood. It cannot be your lover's blood or whatever. It has to be you, the transgender male, that can prove a natural menstrual cycle. You see what I'm saying? We will go out and we will fundraise to give you $100, okay? And then when you cannot, then you give this platform $1,000. And so far, we yet to have any takers on it. You know what I'm saying? I wonder why. Let me see. 5 + 5 = 2. Yeah, that's right. 5 + 5 = 2. You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah. Am I doing it like Master Charlie? You know what I'm saying? It's an insult to our intelligence. And I do know the word is intelligence, you see? See, and as they say, it's always easier for a wise man to act a fool than a fool to act a wise man, not saying, I'm all that because I made a whole lot of mistakes in life. You know, that's why I passed on to the generations after me, you know, the errors that I made. So y'all's generation don't repeat, you know, the same errors, but they're trying to force us to make these errors. You see what I'm saying? And this is very, very bad. And shout out there to our East Coast correspondent, Brother Isaiah. Hopefully he's doing well. Hopefully he can call in and give us some, you know, insight on what's happening in Philadelphia and there in Baltimore on the East Coast. And plus also, too, moving right along, I still want to get to the situation in Chicago, you know, where a young man had to defend his mother, you know what I'm saying, against an individual, you know, who went and struck this woman. 4 times with a closed fist, you see?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Because any man would have done that, you know what I'm saying? So they were not charged, which is a good thing, you know. They had supported a community. But what it is, Black family, with these massive shootings and what have you, and other groups are attacking us, now Black man and woman, we got to quit attacking ourselves. So we have to put it out there is that they're not attacking us because we're Republicans. They're not attacking us because we're Democrats. They're not attacking us because we are agnostics or atheists. They're not attacking us.
Why are they attacking us, Jim? Why are they attacking us, Jim?
It's simple. Like the man told us, man, over 60 years ago, they're killing us because we Black. Period.
That's right.
They say, period. They hate us because they cannot be us. Case in point, it's going to be 91 degrees out here, man, where I'm at in Las Vegas, Nevada today, right? You think I have to put a sunscreen on? Mm-mm. I have to keep a lot of water with me, of course. But going out here, putting on the sunscreen, oh, the sun is killing me, it's burning me up. Just like how you see, you know, in them vampire flicks from that raggedy institution called Hollywood. You know, one thing about the vampire, he could not take the sun. You see what I'm saying? That's why he did all his things at nighttime, and he had to get back in his box before the sun rose. You see what I'm saying? Reptilian. You know what I'm saying? Less than, abnormal. You see, but then they want to go out here and kill up. And then also, too, a shout out there to Outlaw Radio there in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Kevin Barnes and the crew and Outlaw. Shout out to those gentlemen this morning. And I hope everything is going well. But what it is that it's this programming that's coming off the idiot box. Also, too, the programming that's coming off this artificial intelligence crap is because I just came to the conclusion, man, this shit is running itself. You see? It's running itself. Look how they shadow banned us. You know, we go up there, we follow their community standards to put our post up there. You see what I mean? Oh, no, you guys over there, Shabaka, Zach, Experience, and Frontline Black News, you know what I'm saying, Revolutionary Agenda, wow. All you guys are posting too much. You guys are spamming us. You know what I mean? Because they want to minimize, you know, our exposure because we're telling it to the real and we're speaking against the popular version of what is truth. But this is not hatred for anybody. All we advocate is that we do and protect ourselves. You see what I'm saying? And stop hating ourselves. You see what I mean? You know, I mean, man, you know, look at this crap, you know, that's coming up there out of Hollywood. You know, how they had Mr. Majors up there on a cover of Ebony magazine last March, dressing all in the feminized attire. What is that?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
I know what you mean.
What is that?
This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Check this out. I don't know if they're aware. They be walking around carrying a purse.
Oh,
yeah. I don't even want to say nothing. You won't catch me carrying a purse. Shoot, I want to look manly. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. And then
go
ahead, brother.
I mean,
go ahead, brother.
Imagine, you know, there's crimes rates going on. Imagine if a man steals another man's purse. What would you say to the police? Somebody stole my purse.
I'm waiting on that one. I'm waiting on that one, man. To go see a dude going in there to the police talking about somebody mugged him and stole his purse, you know? And then let's look at Magic Johnson's son. What's his name? Fantasia, I think. Okay, Magic Johnson, we love you out of Black Los Angeles, Magic. You did a lot, you know, for Black LA, the Magic Theaters, what have you. But, man, okay. But, see, what it is, black man, okay, I'm not talking to the black woman right now, but what it is, black men, they don't want us being me. You see, and I'm going to tell you why. Now, with me being an old so-and-so, from what I've seen, is that damn fear of a black uprising is what it is. Okay.
Fear of a black man.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. Damn fear of black men with knowledge who are masculine. You see what I'm saying? Now, this term that they use, alpha male and beta male. Now, let me explain something about that. Alpha and beta, those are Greek terms, okay? And, of course, you know, what the Greeks was all about, man, you know, when they went down there, man, renaming everything in Chemin. Now, Alexander the Barbarian, Alexander the Barbarian, they was trying to say he was great. I call him a barbarian. It's because he was tearing up the libraries. He was killing knowledge. You see what I mean? You know, that our ancestors have put there, okay? But in his crew, they didn't take women with them. They took little boys with them, pedophilia. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? But when we check out our great African kings, and Mansa is one of them, baby, you're going to have to come with me, queen. And the queen, you know, with her lovely self, will sit up there and say, well, why is that? And the king would say, well, because if I'm going to die in battle, I would rather die with you by my side than leaving you here to be raped and violated by the ones who are attacking us. You see? But they don't want to tell you that part. You know, just like even when we try to speak with old Pianchi over the years, you know, Joe Gibson over there. Well, you know, y'all did this here to yourself, man. And what about this? And what about, no, man, we ain't worried about what about that. Or what about that over there? We are worried about ourselves.
Anchorman,
yeah,
you're right.
Brother Trey.
Guess what, Anchorman? Joe Gibson is an illegal immigrant.
He's a what?
Don't get me wrong. Check this out. Don't get me wrong. I'll be nice to the gay. They can be gay as long as they keep their hands to themselves.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
Hello. What you say, Paris?
I said Joe Gibson is an illegal immigrant.
Oh, my God. We're talking about that good American shit, too.
Yeah. That's the hypocrisy of it. You know what I'm saying? But,
man.
You know, and also, too, Brother Che, you know, doing more and more research, as you were saying, on foundational black Americans, okay, is that there's more research that I'm doing, and it really is supporting, as Sister Akshita had stated, you know, a while back on our podcast, it's really supporting how we did circumnavigate the globe. Maybe as long as 10,000 years ago, gentlemen. You know,
yeah.
When you look at the evidence of the Olmecs down there in Central and South America, also too, there was a group of sisters. Yes, sir. Okay, but there was also too a group of sisters out of the Bahamas, I believe, who's got a scuba diving club going on. And what they do in their scuba diving club is that they go scuba diving and they look at the sunken slave ships. You know,
uh-huh.
and try to pull up remaining artifacts and what have you. So what it is, black family, I think we were more mightier, man, than, you know, that they that they was telling us previously. It's because
you're trying to downplay some shit.
More, yeah, yes. So little by little, man, more and more evidence, man, is coming out is that we probably have circumnavigated the globe, man. Probably about 10,000 years ago.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. I'm talking about all around the whole planet. Now, here's something interesting. There's a college professor at the University of Hawaii near Honolulu. Okay. And I forgot her name. But, you know, she is advocating that Hawaii stays independent. And she was been outspoken about how Hawaii, you know, has mistreated the indigenous people there on the islands of Hawaii, you know, particularly, you know, with the Subic Bay of 1898, you know, military ships from the U.S. was going there, setting up bases there
King,
like they did in the Philippines.
Yeah, you remember King
Kamehameha.
Do you remember King?
Yeah, I heard of King Kamehameha.
Yeah.
Yeah, King Kamehameha, he was the last king of Hawaii before they annexed it in 1898, I believe.
Yeah, and he was black. And when they went to war, he went to get recruits from Africa.
Is that right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So therefore, you know, we're not seeing our man Sarge this morning, and I'm not trying to conjure him up, Brother Jay. You know what I'm saying? but you know, Anchorman, the thing I want to talk to you about Sarge about, if you're out there, Sarge, call in, because I got to ask you this question. I forgot. We even asked Joe Wilson what's his name, Joe Gibbons?
Gibson.
Joe Gibson?
Yeah.
We even asked him where Sarge was, and he said he ain't heard from Sarge. So we wish Sarge the best. Sarge is a good spy partner. You know what I'm saying? So if you're hearing us, Sarge, you know, you should be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed on your side of the world. Okay, because it's noontime there in the east. Okay, but anyway, there's a woman in Hawaii who is advocating, and she's a doctorate at the University of Hawaii, and I cannot recall her name, but she is advocating that Hawaii has its own independence. And she's pretty much, you know what I'm saying, on the militant side of video clips that I've seen of her and what she is talking about their brutalization of what they did to the Hawaiians, in fact. You see, and also too, in other Pacific islands of what they're talking about as well too. And then keep in mind as that Africa, which is the largest continent, although they try to say it's one of the smallest, you know, and even Jane Elliott told you that. Okay, and we all know who Jane Elliott is. You know, she's a scholar, you know, she's in her latter years now. But she has proven up that when you look at these maps of geography that they teach the children in school, is that they try to show Africa is one of the smallest continents, where even she herself has stated that it is the largest continent. See, mm-hmm. once again, you know, of how they marginalize knowledge of ourselves to our youth in their formative years. So no wonder our youth come up in these inner city public indoctrination centers, you know, and the first ones that they want to go out and target and jump on and kill is those that look like themselves. You see, rather if it's Philadelphia, rather if it's Baltimore, rather if it's Chicago, rather if it's Los Angeles, rather if it's Denver, rather if it's Portland, rather if it's Dallas, rather if it's Atlanta, New Orleans, Jackson, Mississippi, Florida. We ain't mentioned the state of Florida. Everybody boycott the state of Florida. Don't spend no money in Florida. Even the people who are down in Florida don't spend no money with the state of Florida until they get rid of the panties. You see, the panties man, and I call him the panties man as in P-A-N-T-I-E-S, the panties, because I'm calling him a punk, okay? The Governor DePanties, you're a punk. Now, the dump, as in human shit, who I will always refer to as that, okay? He's crazy, he's insane, whatever, okay? But the thing is about the dump, do not be surprised that this clown gets reelected in 2024, okay? Now.
I thought he got out the race. I heard he got out.
Oh, you heard that the dump dropped out of the presidential race in 2024? Okay. All right. We'll restart.
I don't know the validity of that because most of my information I get secondhand.
Yeah. He still in it. Actually, he raised $5 million in the second quarter of the campaign finance.
So he's still running?
Oh, yeah. And guess what? And then when it gets near the presidential election time, I'm going to take me $50 if I got it to go over here to one of these casinos here in Las Vegas. And say, what did I ask? I want to bet that the dump gets reelected. Now, I don't support the dump, okay, as in human shit, okay? But one thing about the dump, okay, is that he is telling you how he honestly feels, okay, which is great, which is beautiful, okay, because Minister Malcolm have even stated, you know what I'm saying? Well, hey, I'd much rather deal with the wolf than opposed to the wolf in sheep's clothing. See?
He makes shit happen, though, General. I mean, I don't like to do neither, but his first act as president was to get all the transgenders out of the military. So that says
a lot. Okay. And then keep in mind, in the military, that you're in close quarters. You see what I'm saying? And then
he got them all out of there. He got them all out of there, every single one.
Okay, so then, which means is, just like how they want to have these transgender...
Guess what Biden did, General? He brought them right back in.
You see that chick? Okay, now, in the military, then you might as well have the men and the women, you know, trained together, okay? Because I think it was either Afghanistan or right after the 9/11 where they had put the women soldiers in active combat, you know, along with the men, you see. And with information that I've gotten is saying that the women, you know, were more ferocious than the men when it comes to war. Well, that's only natural is because the woman has the instinct to protect her children. You see this here in all forms of life. And this is why, Brother Paris, when you and I were supposed to meet up before the pandemic up there at Berkeley, California, and because Ann Coulter, you know, was going to speak there, and I didn't want to go to Berkeley to cuss out Ann Coulter to her face. And, you know, I do it, you know. And the reason being is because Ann Coulter got on a commercial airline, and then when she saw that the pilot was a black woman, the co-pilot was a black woman, and that the navigator was a black woman, she gets off, oh, I got to get off this plane. They're incompetent. But to find out that all three of these ladies were war aviators. These were combat veterans, okay, that flew in the military, in the war, over there, Afghanistan and what have you. And this seems to me, I would be more secure with them flying a plane than these other guys, you know, who they would have doing. But once again, Ann Coulter, the dump, the panties man down there in Florida, yeah, the panties, yeah. Governor of Florida, you're a punk, okay, is that is up there talking about, oh, no, we can't have this critical race theory. Oh, you know, it makes us white folks feel so uncomfortable and all that. And then imagine how uncomfortable that our people was on them plantation systems. But, however, when we speak to the likes of Pianchi and on the show that I appeared on last night, and believe it or not, Brother Paris, me and Pianchi did have a civil conversation. We may not always agree, yeah, but finally we did have a civil conversation, and I did finally apologize to the man when I inadvertently, in which I was wrong, you know, he was on our platform. I came in on late, and I said, kick Pianchi off the air, and I was wrong to do that, okay? The man is entitled to his opinion and what have you. Now, Pianchi and Sarge, okay, these two individuals. Okay, they try to say, well, the United States didn't exist until July 4th, 1776. Okay, but however, you still had the transatlantic slave trade going on in the area they call the United States, 1619. So, which is what is that there? Let's do some math here.
1619.
Yeah, what's that there? About 104 years.
Yeah, 404 years.
Yeah, okay, but what I'm saying, though, Brother Chet, from 1619 to 1776, how many years is that? 169 years?
Oh, yeah, I believe so. Let me double check.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So now, keep in mind that all that wealth that was generated, you see what I'm saying? You trying to tell me none of that revenue, man, and none of that cotton and none of that tobacco and sugarcane that they make their booze and their whiskey and their bourbon off of, man, didn't benefit a gross domestic national product somewhere?
157 years,
okay. So this is 157 years before they had the United States Constitution, okay, but they don't want to address that issue, but however, we will, because that still generated revenue and that still brought about, contributed to your gross domestic product. You see, the city of New Orleans, it was the fourth largest economy in the U.S., you see, yep. In the 1700s, early 1800s, you see, major slave port. You see, look at a movie called Band of Angels, and you see what I'm saying out there, tell you the whole story right here. And then, of course, gentlemen, and I don't mean no disrespect, but the main commodity, too, was the sale of our women. That's why they referred to them as bed wenches.
Yeah, General, them people got 1555 money, man, since way back when. They still got probably the same coins they had back then, somewhere in the vault.
Oh, yes, sir.
And them people, that money carried on into now, and that's why they're paid.
Yes, sir.
We barely got a 2023 money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like my main man in Paris said, man, we need recompensation and we need our money in green paperback stacks. I don't want the American dream. I don't want the American scheme. Give me the American green. I don't want to hand out. I want to hand out so I can make a touchdown. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. And then not to mention the fact of us working and producing for somebody else. You see what I'm saying? This is why, you know, our situation is so messed up. This is why our youth are misguided. You see what I'm saying? And then I want to appeal to all the street crews. You know, you all got to band together because, see, gentlemen and ladies with that they feel your unit, okay?
We were talking about yesterday at that event I went to, Shibaka. We got to redirect the aim to you. Oh, God.
They need to stop being gangs and start becoming revolutionary parties, which was
what they were initially.
Right.
Yes, sir. And then keep in mind, though, too, gentlemen, is that if they was to start, you know, protecting their community, building in the community, investing in the community, that there's a form of revolution as well, too, because that's a complete change.
Yeah. That's why it's called growth and development, man. Growth and development.
Absolutely.
Growth is the advancement, and then development is the adjustment you got to make in order to be successful.
Black love overcomes our destruction, or brother love overcomes our domination or destruction.
Unity is key right now. Good communication. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole science. The symbolism of the Tower of Babel. You know what I mean? We can elevate to greatness, but we got to maintain our communication, man. We got to speak to each other like we got sense, man. We got to build with each other, but it all starts with communication. If we talking nigga this, nigga that, bitch this, bitch that, all this other good shit, you know what I'm saying? We ain't going to get nowhere, man, because you got to be able to speak the language of success in order to be successful. You heard?
And then also, too, gentlemen, in the future, Brother Che, and if you can make a footnote, is that we try to produce an episode when Mad Dr. D was with us called The History of the Black Woman. And then what had happened was Blog Talk, Facebook, and all that, they shadow banned it. They did not let it get any play. So we want to do another episode on that, again, the history of the black women. So we're going to approach, the sisters where they can come up here and they can guest host it and what have them, just go on in and let them state of how they feel. And also, too, brothers, if you could stand
The sisters are more prolific than the brothers. I got to be honest they're a symbol of wisdom. And wisdom and speech, you know what I'm saying? Good speech and good dialogue. You know what I mean? The woman can deliver a message better than the man can. That's just my opinion.
Oh, absolutely. So therefore, if you're hearing us, Sister Akshita, and hearing us, Sister Badia there in Detroit,
Sister Saja. I'm going to reach out to Saja, see if Saja want to get on.
Yeah, all of them.
That's a very funny sister.
Ladies. Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? And have the woman. And have them come up there, you know, and let them run it. And then also two ladies who are putting it out there, because this is being recorded, to talk about your history, number one. And then also two, your gripes against black men and gentlemen. And you know it's going to be a lot of them, you know what I'm saying?
You got to think the black woman is targeted.
I'm not trying to be rude, but
that's what
I'm trying to get going.
That's all
right,
y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Brother Sebastian.
Yeah, I kind of got a motivate too, man. But it's an honor and a blessing. I gotta get ready for class, but it's an honor and a blessing. I'm gonna keep pressing and utilize my lessons. Thank you, brothers. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir.
I have to head out because I gotta get ready for work today.
Okay,
I'm not trying to be rude.
Okay. Absolutely, because I got to get ready to do the same thing myself. Okay, too, Brother Shabazz, as you could get in touch with NOI, man, and have some of the sisters, you know, from there, they can come on and welcome the lecture, too. And I am going to reach out to Dr. Ava Mohammed as well for that. Okay, Brother Paris, okay, so we appreciate, you know, our callers calling in. Okay, so far now it's just you and I left here in the studio on the last 30 minutes.
Yeah, let's close it, but it's already 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, so for, you know, my closing comments on that is, you know, stay strong, stay proud, you know, stay innovative, you know, and I'm saying a shout out there to all our well wishers out there. Yeah. And definitely check out the hashtags Resurrection of the Mental Dead, Frontline Black News, you know what I mean? And definitely get with the Revolutionary Agenda. And definitely check us out on StreamYard every Saturday night, Sunday morning as well, too. Also, too, feel free to inbox us on our like page at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and also, too, on Frontline Black News. Check out the hashtags Resurrection of the Mental Dead, Frontline Black News, and Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Okay, and that's my closing in. All right, Brother Che?
We got to get all the street crews to recognize that we are not each other's enemies, and the true enemy is racism and white supremacy as a global system. It is not just regulated to the United States. It is a global system, and we need to actively work to replace it with a system of justice which guarantees that nobody is mistreated by the color of their skin, and those that need the most constructive help get it. All these other groups can help. We're not caping for y'all no more, so y'all issues are not our issues, and we're not going to go out and support you because it's not being reciprocated. So until it's reciprocated, y'all can hold your own nuts, and as for the African diaspora, sue your colonizer. Stop trying to stand in the way.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Exactly. Sue your colonizer. Yes, sir. I like that. Okay.
Make sure y'all check us out tomorrow for a new episode of the Frontline Black News. It'll be a season 3 episode. What are we on? 14 now. Episode 14 of the Frontline Black News. So make sure y'all check that out at 10 p.m. Standard, 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Central, and 12 a.m. Eastern. Peace, love, light, reparations, and separations, and black and stay black, stay dangerous, stay empowered. We're going to go out with the future.
Yes, sir.
That's something else to add.
Okay. You say the future?
Yeah.
Oh, by Tupac, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead, Brother Che. Thank you all for tuning in.
Black power.
Always.
I love the future. I love the idea of the future. I love the idea of saying, wait a minute, let's make a future. Let's make this pretty. Make it good. Make it sweet. Make it juicy. Make it real. Make it, you know, something other than prepackaged bullshit. But
and I want to understand the past, and I work on it, constantly trying to understand, and I work on trying to understand the future, but I don't want to be here, you know, I want to go on, I want to open up, I want to free up, I want to, you know, let go.